Hallelujah. I think you can do better for Jesus. For he alone deserves all the glory, all the honor, all the power belongs to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's always a wonderful thing to be in the presence of God. That is why the Bible says, in his presence there is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. 2019, year of new beginnings. You've heard. Pastor Paul has preached, Pastor Tammy has preached, and talked about the new beginning. And last week, I believe Pastor Paul was talking about cultural change. Talked about cultural change. And you see, there has to be endings to create new beginnings. All endings are also beginnings. Because when something ends, then something else begins. But the problem is, the past seems ever present and constantly seeks to rob us of whatever small gains we'll make. And that is why we need, as we embark on this new year, a year of new beginnings. I want to quickly just share with us, if we can turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. We'll read from the New Living Bible. Sorry, New Living Translation. Romans 12. Okay, I love this translation. Remember, Pastor Paul said last week that there has to be a cultural change. That means the things that dictate what you do has to come from above and not from this world. And the Bible says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. That is what cultural change means. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Whatever we are going to do in this year of new beginnings, it has to start and end with God. The world cannot tell us how to live our lives. God is the only one that has the authority to tell us how we live our lives. Amen? You see, the devil is always wanting to remind us of the things that we've missed, in quote, from our past. And I think it was Pastor Paul also who was sharing with us, I think it was during the furnace, and he said when he gave his life to Christ in Ireland and then he came back to London, and he was still in touch with some of his old friends. And they were always saying to him, you know what, Paul, let's go out. And he said he will say no. But then he found it so difficult. It was like, you know, am I missing out on something? But he said that was when he knew that for him to be a new person in Christ, he had to have a cultural change. So what the world thinks is good in their own eyes cannot be good for him anymore. And that is why the Bible says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. The world will want you to go out and party. You know, I gave my life to Christ, I think, probably 30 years ago. But before then, I have a friend. We used to party together. We used to go out together. And when I gave my life to Christ, it was difficult for him to believe that I was no longer the person that I used to be. For years, he was watching me. And, he used to tell me that, hey, you're going to come back. You can't live, partying and chasing girls and things like that. And then one day he said to me, who said, Beam. Hired, you're in trouble. Okay, And you know what? He said something to me one day, and that is the day that I knew that I had stopped copying the behavior and customs of the world. He said, you know, I've been watching you. And he said, you have changed, you know, that you are no longer the person that you used to be. He said, I used to think that, you know, one day you will still come back. But that now I know that there's something has happened in your life. You are no longer the same person. And that is when the cultural change happens. When the world can see you and say that of a truth, you belong to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give God all the glory. Let's turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, and we'll read from the Amplified Version. Exodus 3 and verse 7. Exodus 3, 7 from the Amplified Version. Gifty. Okay. Today, the title of my topic, of my message is Make Good Your New Beginning. Make good your new beginning. And we're going to be looking at the example of the children of Israel. The Bible says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters and oppressors. For I know their sorrows and sufferings and trials. Verse 8. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand and power of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a land good and large, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now behold, the cry of the Israelites has come to me, and I have seen how the Egyptians oppressed them. Verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. 11. And Moses said, let's stop at 10. Okay, so God said, come now, I will send you to Pharaoh. Right. So somebody else God is using somebody else. But God says, and I will bring them out of Egypt. So God is sending someone. But he is the one who is actually doing the bringing out. Amen? Amen. In this year of new beginnings, God is the one who will bring about that change. God is the one who will do the thing that you want from him. But God is able and will use someone to bring you to that point. Amen? Amen. That is why in everything we do in this year of new beginning, God must be involved. Because God will use someone, but God is the one who will take all the glory. Because it says, I am sending you to Pharaoh, but I am the one who will bring you out. Not you. Not you, Moses. I, the Lord, am the one who will bring the children of Israel out. Hallelujah. New beginnings will involve change. Your routine has to change. Things have to be done differently. There must be order as we step into a new beginning. You know, we have family cell in our house. And the last time we had family cell, normally we just come around and pray and just share. But my daughter Deborah, she said, you know, this time around, let's all write a word of encouragement for each other. So let's write a word of encouragement for each other. And we had cell, and everyone had everyone had to write four, because there are five of us. So you had to write four, you know, different words of encouragement. And when we had cell, it was so powerful when each of us, you know, read out the words of encouragement. You know, I read to the children, to my wife, they read to me. And it was so, so powerful. And I, you know, the Lord just said to me, you know, this is a new beginning in your family cell. This is something that you haven't done before. This is something that, you know, I believe the Holy Spirit had inspired her, you know, to share with the family. That, you know, this time around as we begin the year, let's write words of encouragement for each other. Amen? Amen. And, you know, in doing that, I mean, they are all very good. They're all poets anyway, including Bolu himself. Bolu, we now found out that had a kind of prophetic edge to what the things that he said, you know, the words of encouragement that he gave each and every one of us, you know. So that is a new beginning for us. What is it that has to change, you know, in your life in this year of new beginning? What is God about to do in your life? Remember I said, there must be order as we step into a new beginning. That's something else that we have to do. The Bible says in Exodus 13, verse 7, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. They went out in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. There must be order, you know, and God's hands must be in a year of new beginning. Okay, so what are the things that we should do to guard ourselves against, you know, in order to make our year of new beginnings a good one? What should we guard ourselves against in order to make good our new beginning? What are the things that we need to guard against? The first one, I believe, is fear and negative confession. Fear and negative confession. Let's turn our Bibles to Exodus 14. Exodus 14. And verse 10. Exodus 14, verse 10. And the Bible says, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Yeah, go on. 11. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, you have taken us away to die in the wilderness. Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? 12. Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Negative confession. Negative confession. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. We need to guard against negative confession. This is slave mentality in action. The children of Israel had been, you know, in captivity for a very long time. And they were finding it difficult to break away from that mentality, even though God was leading them into a new beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not let fear and negative confession rob you of your new beginning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We cannot afford to maintain the same attitudes that have caused us to fail in the past. If you read the story of the children of Israel, they started complaining just after 3 days that they came out of Egypt. And they continue to complain almost 40 years after, doing the same thing over and over. Can you imagine, just 3 days out of Egypt, they started complaining, and they continue to do so for almost 40 years. We cannot afford to maintain the same attitudes that have caused us to fail before. Quit complaining. Quit having or saying negative things. Don't let fear rule your heart or your mind. Amen?
Amen.
Numbers 14. Numbers 14 and verse 1. You see, the children of Israel were about to set in motion here what would have derailed their new beginning. The Bible says, so all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? They are even now, verse 3 again. Now they're saying, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword? Now they're blaming God. God is taking them into a new beginning. They cannot see. They couldn't perceive what God was doing. They're saying to God, why has the Lord brought us to this land, you know, to fall by the sword? Verse 4. So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Say, in Jesus' mighty name, I will not return to Egypt. In 2019, I will head for my promised land. It's a new beginning. It's a new day. It's a new year. I will hold on to the Lord, for He will lead me in the way that I should go. In Jesus' mighty name. They were about to select leaders that would take them back to Egypt. A people that God had given a new beginning. God had set them on their way into the promised land. But that mentality was still there. They were not willing to let go of the past. You know, probably like I said earlier on, I said, don't let the devil remind you of the things that you think you are missing. They thought, you know, the things, the good food that we had in Egypt, come on, you know what? It's better to go back to Egypt than stay in this wilderness. No, that's a deception of the enemy. That's a lie of the enemy. God has better things in store for you, just as He had better things for the children of Israel. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, we all know it. Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. The children of Israel were pondering on the things of the past. Don't ponder on the things of the past. Look forward to what God is about to do. Look ahead, not behind. Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. The children of Israel were not willing to let go of former things. They wanted to hold on. They were desperate to hold on to the things of the past because they did not trust the Lord enough. You know, God has said to them, I have given you, I have prepared a place for you. You know, all you just need to do is, in this new beginning, just go forth and lay hold and take hold of what I have for you. Amen. But no, they were not ready to do that because of that mentality, the slave mentality they had. We cannot allow the past to destroy what God has for us in the present. I repeat that. We cannot allow the past to destroy what God has for us in the present. Amen. You know, the four things that can affect our new beginnings, the four things that can go against making good a year of new beginning. The first one I said was fear and negative confession. The second one was unwilling to let go of former things. The third one is not willing to make a move. Not willing to make a move. God has spoken. So why are you still waiting? God says it's a year of new beginnings. Why are you still holding on to the past? Let go of the past and lay hold of God. Deuteronomy 1 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 1 verse 6. Sorry, Gifty, you know me. I'm a man of many scriptures. The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowlands, in the south and on the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon. As far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Okay? See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. Thank you. The Bible says You have dwelt, in verse 6, you have dwelt too long at this mountain. Verse 6. Verse 6. The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb. Verse 6. You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. If we are to make good a year of new beginnings, we have to step out. We can't remain where we are and make good a year of new beginnings. The Bible says God had to remind the children of Israel. He had to kick them. You know, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. When God is about to do a new thing, the old will no longer apply. And that is why, you know, the children of Israel were on their way to the promised land, but they had become comfortable. They stayed at Horeb. And God had to remind them that, you are not in the promised land yet. You are not in your new beginning yet. You cannot stay here. This is not the place that I've prepared for you. And so God had to give them a reminder that, you know what? You have stayed here too long. I came across a quote recently, and it says, the first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you are not going to stay where you are. The first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you are not going to stay where you are. And that quote was by J.P. Morgan, the founder of the popular investment bank J.P. Morgan. You know, we are going somewhere. Tell your neighbor, I am going somewhere. I am going somewhere. See, the first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you are not going to stay where you are. So for the children of Israel to fully accomplish their new beginning, they could not afford to stay at Horeb. They had to move. There has to be, a movement. You know, I remember that song, Movement of Jah People by Bob Marley. There has to be a movement. The people of God had to move. Amen. Movement of Jah people, Exodus. Hallelujah. No, we are not missing the things of the past. Amen. The Israelites were prepared to stay at Horeb, but we cannot become too comfortable where we are if we are to make good a new beginning. We cannot become too comfortable where we are if we are to make good a new beginning. Okay? Again, Deuteronomy 1, verse 19. So we departed from Horeb and went through all the great and terrible wilderness. Thank God they listened to God. The Bible says, so they departed after God told them they couldn't stay there any longer. So we departed from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Amorites, as the Lord our God had commanded us. Remember, we all know the story. Not all of them entered the promised land. Those that did not enter, they didn't enter because they didn't make good, their new beginning. So that's why it's so important, to just lay hold of the things that can hinder or that prevent you from making good your year of new beginning. Amen? Amen? So we departed from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness. Yes, there'll be obstacles on the way. But God is saying, I am with you. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. And this is the way the Holy Spirit put it to me. There will be twists and turns along the way, but God's got your back covered. There will be twists and turns along the way, but God's got your back covered. And it's amazing that Tim actually said that, used the same word this morning, said he's got your back covered. And that's what God said to me. Said there will be twists and turns along the way, but God's got your back covered. And if God has got my back covered, I think I'm ready to enter into what God has for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the fourth one is procrastination. Do not procrastinate. As you lay hold of your year of new beginning. Deuteronomy 1, verse 20. And he said, and I said to you, you have come to the mountains of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. As the Lord your fathers has spoken to you, do not fear or be discouraged. Again, God is warning them or admonishing them not to fear. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you, do not fear or be discouraged. 22. And every one of you came near to me and said, let us send men before us and let them search out the land for us and bring back word. 23. The plan pleased me well, so I took 12 of the men, one man from each tribe. God said, go and possess the land. The people said, let us go and survey. Let us go and, what's the word now? Spy out the land. Now, and Moses said, the plan pleased me. My prayer for us is that man's plans will not please us, but God's plans alone. God said, go and take possession. The people said, you know what? First, let's hang on a minute. No, let's send some men to go before us first. And you know, that's why the majority of them did not enter the promised land. You see, procrastination is not a good thing. Let's go to verse 26. Nevertheless, you will not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. That is, this is after they had gone through, they sent spies, you know, the spies had come back with good, the fruits of the land. Everybody knew that it was a good land. The Bible now says, nevertheless, in spite of, despite the fact you've seen all those things, nevertheless, you will not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. May we not rebel against the things that God has planned and purposed for us for 2019 in Jesus' mighty name. 27. And you complained in your tents and said, because the Lord hates us, again, the children of Israel, God hates you? The one that is taking you to your promised land, the one that has given you a new beginning, you are saying he hates you. He has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy. I pray that the enemy will not put thoughts and words in your mind in this year of new beginning. Let the word of God be the word that will stay with you. Let the word of God be the one that will make the difference in your life. The children of Israel were listening to the enemy. How can God hate them? The one who chose them, the one who called them out of slavery, the one who was taking them to a promised land. And they are saying, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites. That's a battle to be fought. But the children of Israel were not willing to fight that battle. In laying hold of your new beginning, there will be battles. There will be battles that you will fight. There will be obstacles. But are you ready? Are you willing, you know, to face those obstacles? Are you willing to face the giants that will be before you? Because God says, I am with you. I am with you. I've got your back covered. There's nothing to fear. Amen. And again, finally, you see, there are two key things to remember. If we turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. And verse 2. Moses, this is God speaking to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, and you and all these people to the land which I'm giving to them. Moses, verse 2, please. Thank you. Moses, my servant, is dead. Remember I said, there must be endings in order for you to have beginnings. Moses, my servant, is dead. End of story. That's the end of a chapter. And God said to Joshua, now therefore arise and go over this Jordan. And so the task, you know, now rests upon Joshua to take the children of Israel into the promised land, into their new beginning. But remember, I also said that God has to be in it. God has to be in it. The beginning must start with God and his word. You know, in verse 8 of the same Joshua chapter 1, we all know it's a verse we're all familiar with. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Say, I will have good success in 2019. But I will meditate upon the word of the Lord day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. God must be in our new beginning. Amen. Without God, we might as well forget that we have a new beginning. God has to be in it, and that's what God was telling Joshua there. You know, Joshua was having a new beginning. He was now going to be the leader of the children of Israel. And God said to him, do not let this word depart from you. Meditate upon it day and night. The word of God must be what we meditate upon day and night. Not our situation, not our circumstances. Let the word of God be what we hold on to. Amen. Amen. And finally, this is what God says as an assurance to us. In Exodus 33. Exodus 33 and verse 14. It says, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. This is Exodus 33 and verse 14. I declare in the name of Jesus that the presence of God will go with us in 2019. And the Lord God will give us rest in a year of new beginning. Amen. The presence of God will go with us as we begin 2019, and he will give us rest in this a year of new beginning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you because you are the God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever think of or imagine. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, all things are possible. Therefore, we thank you that in this year of new beginnings, we will hold on to you. We will lay hold of your word. We will not look to the left or to the right. We will look up to the one who alone is worthy to be praised and adored, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the one who brought us through into this new year, a year of new beginnings. Father, we bless you. Lord, we magnify your name. And we thank you. We, oh Lord, are waiting in a great expectation of that which you will do in our lives in 2019. Every area that we are believing you for a new beginning, we say yes and amen to it. In the mighty and exalted name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are praying. Give God a big shout. Hallelujah.